We read in John chapter 6 verse 55, where Jesus said these very words, "For my flesh is the real food, my blood is the real drink, the bread of life indeed." It's amazing how our Lord proves in many ways that the Eucharist is not only our Lord present, but it is really the bread from heaven. We see this with Eucharistic miracles and the very saints and mystics who for years ate nothing but the sacred host. We're talking about mystics like Blessed Alexandrina da Costa, Venerable Martha Roba, the Servant of God Magdalena Gornik, and now I introduce you to the Servant of God Floripe J. Jesus, better known as Lola, a Brazilian laywoman who lived on the Eucharist alone for 60 years. Floripe Dornelas J. Jesus, commonly known as Lola, was born on 6 September 1913 in Minas Gerais Esteche, Brazil. Now, when Lola was approximately 2 years old, her father decided to move the whole family to the municipality of Riobamba after acquiring a property in that city. Her childhood and adolescence was marked by the common activities of country life until in the 1930s, at the age of 16, she fell out of a tree. The accident changed her life. She was left paraplegic and her body changed. She no longer felt hungry, thirsty or sleepy, and no remedy was effective. Lola began to nourish herself with just one consecrated host a day. She lived that way for 60 years. In addition, for a long time, she remained in a bed without a mattress as a form of penance. Now, in the first years in which the phenomenon was observed, thousands of people came to meet her in search of prayers and requests for miracles, even awakening the attention of the press. In fact, a visitor's signature book from the 1950s recorded that 32,980 people visited her in just 1 month. Lola would give the same request to all who came to see her, go to confession, receive communion, and complete the first Friday devotion in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It appears that Lola had dedicated her life to praying for priests and spreading devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She was known for saying, "Whoever wants to look for me, finds me in the heart of Jesus." Until the then Archbishop of Mariana, Dom Helvecio Gomes de Oliveira, in 1958, asked Lola to stop the pilgrimages and leave herself to a more withdrawn life, since her health seemed too weak. The bishop allowed the Blessed Sacrament to be exposed in Lola's room, where masses were also held once a week, and even daily communion was provided by lay ministers. During this period, Lola received notes and letters from distressed people and interceded for them, praying with the Sacred Heart. The reports of the faithful who obtained graces through the prayers of Lola were abundant. The Servant of God passed away on April 9, 1999. In her will, Lola expressed the desire that her work of devotion be propagated and extended. Servant of God, Floripe Dornelas J. Jesus, pray for us.